My hero. My hero is my dad. He is a great person. He works hard, is nice to everyone, and tries to help people. His victim would have screamed if she could have. He had seen to it she could not open her mouth. There would have been terror in her eyes. He had made certain she could not open them. He had rendered her blind and mute, making her the perfect woman. Beautiful, seen and not heard, obedient. He had immobilized her so she could not fight him. Sometimes he helps me with my homework because he is good at math and science. Sometimes we play catch in the backyard, which is really fun and cool. But he is very busy. He works very hard. Her uncontrollable trembling and the sweat that ran down the sides of her face showed her terror. He had locked her inside the prison of her own body and mind, and there would be no escape. The cords stood out in her neck as she strained against the bindings. Sweat and blood ran in thin rivulets down the slopes of her small, round breasts. My dad tells me, no matter what, I should always be polite and respect people. I should treat other people the way I would like to be treated. She had to respect him now. She had no choice. The power was all his. In this game, he always won. He had stripped away all of her pretense, the mask of beauty, to reveal the plain, raw truth. That she was nothing, and he was God. It was important for her to know that before he killed her. My dad is a very important man in the community. It was important that she had the time to reflect on that truth. Because of that, he wouldn't kill her just yet. Besides, he didn't have the time. My dad. My hero. It was nearly 3 o'clock. He had to go pick up his child from school.